Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday morning. Let's get right to farm news now. Tyson Foods and Clemens Food Group, LLC, and Triumph Foods, LLC, have agreed to pay $64 million to dismiss claims that the companies conspired to fix and raise the price of pork in the U.S. The proposed deal and the direct purchaser plaintiff's request for approval of its terms filed Tuesday in the U.S. District Court for Minnesota. This completes 7 years of litigation. Tyson will pay the largest sum of $50 million. The purchaser plaintiffs in June 2018 sued the country's largest meat producers, along with industry data company AgriStats, Inc., alleging they restricted pork supply and shared competitively sensitive price and production data. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins applauded the International Dairy Foods Association announcement for its IDFA Healthy Dairy in Schools commitment. It's a voluntary, proactive pledge to eliminate red 3, red 40, green 3, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, and yellow 6 in milk, cheese, and yogurt products sold to kindergarten through 12 schools for the national school lunch programs. And that will begin next year. An upcoming Penn State Extension webinar titled Communicating with Farmers Under Stress, aimed at helping participants learn the signs of stress and how to help. The webinar will take place 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, May 15th. Program designed for ag industry professionals, loan officers, family members of farmers, and concerned citizens. Webinar will teach participants to build awareness of the stressors affecting farmers and their families. Webinar should help attendees recognize the signs and symptoms of anxiety and warning signs of suicide. If you want more information, go to extension.psu.edu. China bucking U.S. tariffs with levies on American farm goods and purchases from U.S. competitors, though a senator claims some of those losses can be offset. But farm state Republicans like Senate Majority Leader John Thune argue for patience with Trump's tariff strategy.
I think you've got to give them room to do what they need to do. And, China right now, that's a lot of hot rhetoric, but they are very dependent upon the U.S.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley suggests China and its leader, Xi Jinping, are being stubborn and may find themselves losing alternative markets to the U.S.
I wish China wasn't doing it. I wish China was coming to the table the same way these other 100 countries are coming to the table. But he's bucked himself up not to give in.
This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the markets.